This is Emily Ruffermet, editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending Market Watch, here today with Gay Tankersley, president of Food Service Incorporated and the chair of the Atlantic Coast Expo, to talk a little bit about this upcoming networking and educational opportunity. Gay, can you tell us more about ACE 2013?
Sure, Emily. Thanks for hosting us today. We have a great show lined up this year for ACE 2013. And as you are aware, ACE is a collaborative effort of the North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia State Vending Associations. And all the history that you've had about ACE, and it has given us just a great history to build on. But I'd like to say that this is, over the last 2 to 3 years, we've introduced a new ACE, and you're probably aware that we've changed venues and we're all consolidated at the Kingston Plantation, with Embassy Suites being the host hotel again for us this year. And we're thrilled to say that the booths have sold out to a point of overflow, and registrations are probably 10% more than last year. So we're really thrilled about the just reaction to what I call the new ACE. And this year's lineup is just jam-packed with lots of reasons to be there.
Terrific. Well, which equipment and service providers can attendees expect to see at those booths?
Well, we have all the majors lined up, and I'd like to highlight the fact that so many of the exhibitors are also sponsors of the event. Our champion-level sponsors include Coca-Cola and Pepsi Bottling Ventures, along with PepsiCo Food Service and Vistar. Of course, from an equipment standpoint, you'll see all the major players there with Crane, Witten Group, and many others that we've, you know, had that's been so loyal to us over the years. And products, from a product standpoint, we have all of our premium suppliers represented on the floor, and we're just thrilled at the way that all of our exhibitors just embrace the show and show up with such enthusiasm to meet people and spend some time with them at this show in Myrtle Beach.
Well, terrific. What kinds of educational sessions are planned for this year?
Well, this year we've even amped that up even more. We've always been big on education, and we have enhanced that to offer a supervisory level of a training this year. On Friday, we offer a supervisor training camp that will be coached by Ty Bella, and that's a three-hour session that is dedicated training to supervisors that need that management development that oftentimes is operators. We don't either take the time or have the time to give them the classroom-style training that they need. So that's an ideal one to send some either frontline supervisors or supervisors just getting into their roles to participate in that training camp, as well as just hone up on some of your management skills for people that have been in supervision. We're also hosting a technician training camp on Friday afternoon for 3 hours as well, for companies to send folks that work on vending machines every day to people who go out and take service calls that are not full-time techs, but maybe they're supervisors and responding to calls that customers may have. Another excellent session and very practical knowledge to be gained from that session as well. So we're really excited about the specialized training that we have, along with our normal roundtable discussions and other Friday morning sessions that talk about new products to you know, what's going on in the industry.
It sounds like a great event. Thank you so much, Gay, for being with us today.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to come and check out ACE again. We have the ultimate combination and opportunity for industry focus, for training, for camaraderie as an industry. You know, we'll be there with our competitors, yet we're there to cheer each other on and encourage one another in our industry. And then we have the social events, and all in a great venue in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So I hope everyone will make a choice to be there and make a concerted effort to be a part of this in 2013.
Well, wish you best of luck. And for Automatic Merchandiser and Vending Market Watch, this is Emily Reformat.